The English Renaissance of Art by Oscar Wilde, narrated by Brian Godwin. Among the many debts which we owe to the supreme aesthetic faculty of Goethe is that he was the first to teach us to define beauty in terms the most concrete possible, to realize it, I mean, always in its special manifestations. So, in the lecture which I have the honor to deliver to you, I will not try to give you any abstract definition of beauty, any such universal formula for it as was sought for by the philosophy of the 18th century, still less to communicate to you that which in its essence is incommunicable, the virtue by which a particular picture or poem affects us with a unique and special joy, but rather to point out to you the general ideas which characterize the great English Renaissance of art in this century, to discover their source as far as that is possible, and to estimate their future as far as that is possible. I call it our English Renaissance because it is indeed a sort of new birth of the spirit of man, like the great Italian Renaissance of the 15th century, in its desire for a more gracious and comely way of life, its passion for physical beauty, its exclusive attention to form, its seeking for new subjects for poetry, new forms of art, new intellectual and imaginative enjoyments, and I call it our romantic movement.